On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN has recorded a decrease in cases of murder, robbery and vehicle hijacking in the past year. Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has presented crime statistics for the 2024-25 financial year.
Police in KwaZulu-Natal arrested a total of 144,000 suspects for various categories of crime. Police operations in this province in the previous financial year resulted in the recovery of 3,662 firearms and over 51,000 different rounds of ammunition.
The commissioner is hosting a meeting with KZN SAPS commanders at the Durban Christian Centre. Mkhwanazi says he's concerned, however, about cases of sexual assault and rape in the province.
The slight percentage increase, which we have noted, demands amplified strategies from the collective of both the police as well as the community members. Cases of common assaults and assault with the intent to cause grievous bodily harm, which is commonly known as the GBH, have once again shown an increase. These crimes are mostly committed when either the victim or the perpetrator or both are under influence of alcohol.
More than 200,000 people living with HIV in KZN are said to be defaulting on their antiretroviral treatment. KZN Health says it wants to reduce this number and has urged people to take their medication. Newswatch's Dakani Mhlongo reports.
The Provincial Health Department says it plans to trace over 117,000 defaulters by the end of the year. It has advised people who experience side effects from treatment, such as fatigue, to contact their local clinic for help. Around 1.5 million people are on ARV treatment in the province. In a statement, the department has warned that stopping treatment can lead to serious health risks and drug resistance. Takane Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And abroad, Russia and Ukraine have released 205 captured soldiers each in the fifth exchange since the beginning of the year. Moscow says the exchange was brokered by the United Arab Emirates and says its soldiers are currently in Belarus undergoing checkups. The prisoner swap comes as US-mediated ceasefire talks between the two sides appear to have stalled and as Moscow gears up for its massive 9 May parade to mark 80 years since the defeat of Nazi Germany. And finally, in the UK, a 41-gun royal salute has been fired to celebrate the second anniversary of King Charles's coronation. The King's Troop Royal Horse Artillery are in London's Hyde Park to mark the occasion. Portraits commissioned of Charles and Camilla have also been unveiled by the couple. On the weather front back home, Durban and Pietermaritzburg are a high of 26 degrees tomorrow, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas ladies hoping to bounce back when they play India tomorrow in their tri-series in Sri Lanka. Barcelona or Inter Milan will book their spot in the Champions League final this evening. And the Junior Springboks will take on Australia later today in the Under-20 Rugby Championship.